In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss the American classic, Ol' Man River.
So Yehuda Hanani, all music is somewhere on the great trajectory of, some people call this classical, something. But classical to me means it's classic. And there is no more classic song than Ol' Man River, right?
Absolutely. So let's go back to the history of it a little bit. The first great American musical was Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein's Showboat, premiered in 1927. It is the epic tale of a theater dynasty traversing 40 years as it moves from the Deep South to Chicago and then back to the South.
I've seen it 100 times, 100 times in all the various versions, but I have to tell you, when you think of American filmmaking, it's an extraordinary effort because there's no holes barred. It's real
right.
Sad. I mean, there are terrifying parts of it. It deals with the social problems of
Absolutely.
America, no question.
Yes, yes. And at the heart of this fascinating play lies this timeless anthem. I really call it an anthem, sung by the deckhand, Joe. Apparently about the Mississippi River, but really about life. Ol' Man River. Kern's melody is grand and epic, and Hammerstein's lyrics contrasts the dreams and the conflicts and the struggles of mankind with the indifferent and changeless power of the river. It's really man versus nature or man versus destiny. The variety of performances and performers who have interpreted it is amazing. Black and white, men and women, opera divas and pop singers. It has gained the status of a folk song. The different renderings tell us how the artists feel about the song, but it also about our relationship with the song and the content. You know, it's, as you said before, it's very sensitive. It deals with race relations, and some find the words troublesome. Do we need to hear it as the song of the black deckhand in the play? Or can we remove it from this context and remove it from its original purpose and treat it as a separate kind of singular work of art? Is it tragic, a lament? Is it a plea? Is it a cry of defiance? Is it a philosophical musing? We are going to hear now interpretations. The conclusion we'll come to is that it's all the above. This song represents absolutely everything. And let's start with Bing Crosby's Way. It was recorded in 1928, 2 weeks after the premiere of Showboat. It is fast, light, jazzy, in spite of the very heavy words, I'm tired of living and scared of dying. You could dance to it. Now, that's a very interesting take on a song. Let's start with that. Bing Crosby.
Well, that old man river must know something, but it don't say nothing, 'cause it just keeps rolling, keeps on rolling along. And it don't plant taters, don't plant cotton. Them that plants them is soon forgotten, but that old man river just keeps rolling along.
So Yehuda Hanani, I have to say, the one that we all know, you say Old Man River and everybody says Paul Robeson. But the one that always comes to my mind is William Warfield.
From the film,
and
right.
I have to tell you, our own Marge Champion and Gower Champion were in that film.
Oh,
yeah,
yes,
they were terrific.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. My second example is Red Allen's on the trumpet, and here we have a great jazz performance with brilliant improvisations obviously done on the spot. His band has taken this very solemn grand song and turned it into a zesty foxtrot. Now, as music making, it is irresistible. It's really brilliant, brilliant performance. But at the time it was recorded, a music critic called it a massacre, tuneless, and a disgrace. So let's listen to this one by Red Allen.
Ah, critics, what do they know?
Old Man River, don't say nothing, must know something, just keep rolling, rolling along. Don't plant potatoes, don't plant cotton, then I'd plant them soon, cotton, just keep rolling, rolling along. Are you and me, sweat and strain, body all legging, rag with pain, I tote that barge, you leave that deal, bitch a little drunk and you land a deal, tired and weary, sick of trying. Tired of living, scared of dying. Old Man River keeps rolling along.
Judy Garland. This was done in the early 60s. And she takes it and brings a somber spirit of resignation back to the song by someone who is of the lower social echelons. It's very sad. For my taste, it's a bit souped up and Hollywoodized, you know, the harmonies, the sure. orchestration. But it is extremely powerful. So let's listen to Judy Garland's rendition of Old Man River.
Old Man River, that old man river, he must know something. Don't say nothing, he just keeps rolling, he keeps on. He don't plant cotton, and them that plant some, they're soon forgotten. But Old Man River, he just keeps rolling along.
So now, Yehuda, we've heard Judy Garland's magnificent recording. What do you got for us next?
Well, we are getting closer to the source of this amazing song. The man who introduced the song first is almost forgotten. His name was Jules Bledsoe. He was the first black singer to break into white show business on Broadway, and he created the role of Joe in Showboat. He had a powerful operatic voice. But since this rendition is part of the show, this is an acting part, this is part of the theatrical production, as well as singing, every now and then he shouts rather than sing certain important words, and he pulls the lines out of shape musically. So this is an actor's take within the context of the show. That's before the song becomes independent and sort of assumes this historic role.
Let me go away from the white man ball. Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I once crossed. Old man River, that old man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along.
By contrast, on the other hand, Paul Robeson is stoic and monumental, neither complaining nor accepting. He goes way beyond all that. It's almost monolithic, the way he sings it. He was a great, great artist. In my opinion, politically misguided and naive, terribly naive. And he's done so much on Broadway. He did Shakespeare, he did Eugene O'Neill. But historically, he will be always remembered. He will be always connected with this Old Man River. That's his legacy. It is so transcendent. It's so, so powerful. If it doesn't give you goosebumps, nothing will. So let's conclude with this amazing performance of Paul Robeson with his unbelievable sort of bronze-like bass that gives you shivers.
Old Man River, that Old Man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, and damn that planter, it's soon forgotten. But Old Man River, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and wrecked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale, get a little drunk, and you land in jail. I get weary and sick of trying. I'm tired of living and scared of dying. But Old Man River,
this has been Classical Music According to Yehuda. For information about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.